Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. What a great God. What a great God we serve. We serve the Almighty Father. He is truly King. He is truly Lord. And I am grateful for each of you today. I thank God for you all being on Bible Storyland with us this morning as we continually in prayer. We ask that you pray along with us silently as we pray aloud. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we just thank you for this is the day that you have made. And, Lord, we are rejoicing. We are glad in it. Lord, bless our children and keep our children, oh, God. Make your face to shine upon our children in the name of Jesus and be gracious unto our children. Lord, lift up your countenance upon our children and give them the peace that they need, peace in the home, peace everywhere they go. Give them peace, oh God. Oh God, we ask you to make our children as Ephraim and Manasseh, oh God. Let our children be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessing, oh God. Lord, command our children's blessing. Command your blessings upon our children, oh God. Give our children revelation and let them be blessed, oh God. Oh God, we thank you that our children are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, and that they will receive the blessing of Abraham. Lord, in blessing our children, oh God, and in multiplying, multiply them as the stars of the heaven and the sands of the seashore, oh God. Oh God, let your showers of blessings be upon our children's lives. Turn every curse sent their way into a blessing, oh God. Let your children, oh God, let our children make their blessings, oh God, rich in the name of Jesus. Lord, all nations, oh God, call our children blessed. Let all nations call our children blessed. Let all generations call our children blessed. Oh God, we thank you that our sons and our daughters are blessed. We thank you, Lord God, that our children live in the kingdom of the blessed. We thank you, Lord God, that our children's sins are forgiven and they are blessed. We thank you, Lord, that you load our children up with daily benefits, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that our children are chosen by you, oh God, and they are truly blessed. We thank you, Lord God, that our seed, our children, are blessed in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we let our children, oh God, be blessed in the land. Oh God, I thank you that our children are part of a holy nation, and they are blessed. Bless them, oh God, in their latter end. More than in their beginning, oh God. Let your presence bless the lives of our children in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let our children drink the cup of blessing. Lord, bless our children and cause your face to shine upon them daily, Lord God, that your way may be known upon the earth and your saving among all nations. Let our children's land increase, oh God. Let the ends of the earth fear you in the name of Jesus. I thank you that our children know you. Favor them, oh God, in the name of Jesus because of their enemies. Do not let their enemies triumph over them, oh God. Lord, be favorable to our children's land. Lord, grant our children life and favor. In your favor, Lord, make the children's mountains stand strong. Lord, our children entreat your favor. Let your favor cause our children to be exalted, oh God. Lord, this is our children's set time for favor. Remember our children, oh Lord, with favor, that you may bring our children, oh God, unto you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Visit our children with your salvation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, our children entreat your favor with their whole heart. Let your favor be upon our children as a cloud upon the latter rain. Let your beauty be upon the lives of our children, and let them be well favored. Our children are highly favored. Lord, let our children receive extraordinary favor. What a great God you are. What a mighty Father you are. What a holy God you are. What a righteous King you are. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. You are God. There's no God greater than you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father, this morning we bless and honor you. You are King. Have your way on Bible Storyland, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, we are thankful this morning that we serve the Most High God. Good morning. Good morning to those who are on Bible Story Land. We welcome you this morning. We are thanking our Father for you. We are honored that you join us this morning. We are most grateful. Well, this morning we have with us Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise on Children's Day. This is Children's Day. We are celebrating our children. We are making sure that they are being trained up the way they should go. We are making sure that Father God protects our children. We are calling on his name on behalf of our children. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. It's time to play. What are you going to play this morning? A song of praise.
This is the day.
Amen. Go right ahead. That the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. We are grateful that you are on with us this morning. The Lord loves you so much. The Lord loves you so much. I know sometimes you think, oh, I did this, I did the other. The Lord don't really love me. He ain't giving me favor. No, he loves you. The Lord loves you. I want you to know, children, no matter what age you are, adult, he loves you. So this is the day that the Lord has made, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. I'm going to read to you this morning Psalm 72. This is what the Lord gave me to share with you this morning. Psalm 72. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and the righteousness, thy righteousness unto the king's son. He will judge the people with his righteousness, and the poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring people, peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like the rain upon the mown grass, and show showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and an abundance of peace as long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river, and to the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. Yes, this is talking about our Lord. So In your Bible study time, or your reading of the Word, read the entire chapter of Psalm 72. It is an awesome song. awesome psalms. You know, David is such a good writer, and I thank God for David because he did great psalms unto the Lord. So, you know, we are grateful this morning for what the Lord is doing on Bible Storyland. It is Children's Day, and we have a lot to do this morning. So I'm so grateful that the Lord sent you. He sent you this morning. Yeah, so I thank God for you. This is one of my favorite songs. I want you to listen to it.
Monday, it was 11 when I got up. 11. We go from one extreme to another. One
yes,
extreme
to another.
But listen to this. My church has a Relay for Life team. We raise money for the American Cancer Society, and the Relay is actually held in May, but every organization and every church has a goal that they have to reach, in a monetary goal. So last night we wrapped gifts at the mall, and all the donations that we receive from wrapping gifts will go toward our goal for Relay for Life. Last night we made $630.10.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
We wrapped a lot of gifts. We were supposed to have been there from 3 until 6, but we stayed from 3 until 8:30, and we nearly had to run out of there to get out because people kept coming. But anyway, we had a good, good fellowship. A lot of the women from the church came to help us wrap. We had a good, just a good time.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for you and the things that you all are doing in Relay for Life. That's awesome.
Yes, ma'am. Last year was the first year that we had ever done it. So we've already signed up to do it again this year, and we've already started raising money toward our goal. So I'm really pleased about that.
I know it. That's awesome.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to sing Jesus, What a Wonderful Child.
Amen. All right.
Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so holy, meek and mild. New life, new hope to all he brings. Listen to the angels sing, glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so holy, meek and mild. New life, new hope to all he brings. Listen to the angels sing, glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. He was heralded by the angels, born in the lowly manger. For his mother and Joseph was his earthly father. New life, new hope to all he brings. Listen to the angels sing, glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so holy, meek and mild. New life, new hope to all he brings. Listen to the angels sing, glory, glory, glory to the newborn. Glory, glory, glory to the newborn. Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King.
Amen, amen. I thank God for you. What a wonderful child, Jesus. What a wonderful child. Thank you so very much. Most appreciated. That was beautiful. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we've got children on this morning. So many children are going to be praying and singing this morning. Thank God for the children. We have Yarticia on this morning. Courtney, she lives in, Gainesville, I believe. Sister Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you?
Well, very well.
Yatisia with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Yatisia. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You enjoying your vacation, girl?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
All right. How old are you, Yatisia?
I am 11.
11, girl. You're catching up with me now. You're going to pass your grandmother after a while. Now, Yatisia, you going to pray or sing? What are you going to do this morning?
I'm going to pray.
Going to pray. All right. Pray for the children and however the Lord leads you. Go right ahead.
God, I just pray that the children in the world will have a home and that they will be okay and that they will have food to eat. I pray that they will only be hungry because of you. I pray that all the people of the children in the world will love you and worship you for who you are. I pray that I will also do the same and that I will have a good, happy life. And I pray that I will worship and lead people to worship God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Beautiful prayer. My God. And a little child shall lead them. I thank God for you, Yatisia. Thank you so much. I'm looking for some more children on here that's going to be singing soon. I don't see them right this minute, but they should be coming on. If the children are on, I know that the Solomon children are on, but some other children should be on here. If you're on, press 1. I want to know unless you press 1. All right, they may not be on just yet. All righty. Well, we're going to move right along this morning. Karen, I'm going to ask you, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Hold on here. Looking for Jackie Travis as well. Karen, are you there? Hold on, Karen, hold on. Karen, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Can you play Father Abraham for us?
I'll do it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Father Abraham. Yep, he's the father of us all. Well, thank you so much. Those songs are beautiful. We had Father Abraham, and we had Jesus. What a wonderful child. This is the day the Lord has made. Well, we have with us Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. You doing okay today?
I'm doing great. On Children's Day, I'm doing great. Thank you, God, for you coming on.
Thank God. I thank God for the children, Lord. They'll be so happy tomorrow. But the one child that we need to be praising is the main child. So as long as we teach the children what the real reason is for this season, that's the greatest thing. And I've got
Amen.
All my little
old children. You write in what I said earlier, so the God is leading you to say it again. Hallelujah.
Thank God. I missed it earlier. Sorry about that. I was talking to my one child. Trying
all
to
right,
get my
no
children
problem.
Together. Okay, good morning. Good morning. So this is Children's Day, so we're going to sing Miss Rubio's favorite song. I know she can hear me from heaven. I know she can hear me today. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine, Lord. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Well, everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. Oh, Jesus gave it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. Well, Jesus gave it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, I'm going to let it shine. All in my home, I'm going to let it shine. All in my home, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Amen, amen. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. So I thank God for him allowing our light to shine. You know, the light comes from him. We don't have any light in and apart from him. So I thank God for each of you this morning. We are still praising the Lord on Children's Day. All righty. We have an 802 number. I'm not familiar with the number. Is that you, Denise? 80248. Hello?
Just a lady.
Oh, okay. You press 1.
It's just a lady. Yes, that's my number.
Okay. You going to sing this morning?
No, ma'am. No.
Okay.
I'm just listening. Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Good morning. We got a 505.
Good morning.
Who's this?
Isaiah.
Hi, Isaiah. How are you?
Good.
How are your sisters?
Good.
Hi.
Hi. How y'all doing? Isaiah, how old are you?
Good.
Isaiah.
Yes.
How old are you?
9.
And what's your sister's name?
Sarai and Leah.
Sarai and Leah. Okay, what are y'all going to sing? Or are you going to pray? What are you going to do this morning?
Pray.
All right, who's going to start first?
Well, God, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for waking us up this morning and starting to snow away, well, God. And Lord, protect the people, Lord God, as they're going to and fro the dangerous highways and bombings, Lord God. And Lord, protect the people that are going to the stores, Lord God, this New Year's Eve, Lord God. And Lord, protect Christmas Eve, Lord God. And Lord, protect the people that are driving their cars, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Lord God, I thank you for this day. Lord, protect the people as they go to holiday bodies, Lord God. And Lord, protect Lord, protect the children, Lord God, and Lord, protect the Jesus name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Lord God, thank you for your day. Protect the people as we get in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. My God, that was so awesome.
Amen.
Thank you all. That was beautiful. Don't hang
you
up. We have other children on here. I'm looking for Denise Bailey on here with the boys, the Bailey boys. Denise, are you on? Press 1. All right, I don't see her on here yet. Okay. Well, we're going to move right along this morning. We thank God for you. It's Children's Day on Bible Storyland. I thank God for Isaiah, Sarai, and Leah. Thank God for you all coming on. I thank God for Yarticia. mighty men and women of God. I thank God for the children. We are training them up. I thank God for their parents, training them up in the way they should go. So I thank God every day for the children being safe, being protected. Well, our next family is the Solomon family. We have with us, I'm going to let their mother introduce them. We have 2 young men and a young lady. So their mother is Pastor Solomon. Good morning, Pastor Solomon.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good this morning.
Oh, yes. I'm so grateful you all are on this morning. Thank God.
Amen.
For yeah, so I'm going to let you introduce your children that's going to sing and then introduce the one that's going to bring forth the word, your son.
Amen. Good morning, Bible Storyland. This morning we're going to have my daughter, Demetriana, and my son, Demetrius, that's going to sing us a song this morning. And then we're going to have my oldest son, Tavion, which will be giving us a word from the Lord.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. Be here with your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Be here with your presence. Fill me with your power. And live inside of me. You're the living water. Never dying fountain, comforter and counselor, and take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Be here with your presence. Fill me with your power and live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Be here with your presence. Fill me with your power and live inside of me. You're the living water, never dying fountain, comforter and counselor, and take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Be here with your presence. Fill me with your power and live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Be here with your presence. Fill me with your power and live inside of me.
Amen. Oh, my God, that was awesome. You guys got probably some CDs, the children. Oh, that's great. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Live inside of me. You know, sometimes when we're young, we are learning. And I thank God for them learning about the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for them being filled with the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can lead and guide them in school, at home, everywhere they go, all the children. Need the leading of the Holy Spirit. So I thank God this morning for all of you all being on with us this morning. We have one more. Miss Pastor Solomon, just be patient with me for 1 minute. Then I'm going to let your son come on and speak. Miss Liddell.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning to everybody.
All right,
Happy Merry
Liddell.
Christmas to everybody.
Happy holidays to you, Miss Liddell.
Thank you.
Miss Liddell is our youngest Bible Storyland member. She is 90. Are you 95 or 94?
94.
94. Well, it's Children's Day today, Miss Liddell. We want to know if you want to sing a song or say a prayer or give words of encouragement or something.
I sing a song.
All right.
I sing it not so going with the children day, but it's a good song. Father, I stretch my hand to thee.
Oh, that's a great one.
Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No. Draw thyself from me, or whether shall I go? If thy will draw thyself from me, oh, where thou shalt I go? Oh, did thine only Son endure before I drew my breath? What pain, what labor to secure my soul from endless death? What pain, what labor to secure my soul from it? my soul without a doubt. Oh, may I now receive that gift, my soul without a doubt. That's it.
Amen. That was beautiful. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other
yes,
help
ma'am.
I know. I thank God. Thank you, Miss Liddell from Athens,
right.
Georgia. Is it snowing there?
No, ma'am. It's nice here this morning.
Good. It's nice in Jacksonville as well. Well,
right.
It's time for the word. It's time for the word. Thank you, Miss Liddell.
All
it's
right.
time for the word. So, Miss Pastor Solomon, we're going to let you introduce your son.
Good morning again. My son is Tavion Mitchell. He's 12 years old. He's one of our youth ministers at Solomon's Porches Outreach Ministry here in Jacksonville, Florida.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you?
Doing great. How are you, Tavion?
I'm doing good. All right, so let's get started. Today I'm going to be speaking about the birth of Jesus. Today I'm coming from Luke, first chapter, verse 20, 26. Now, all this is happening before the birth of John the Baptist. This is just speaking about the birth of Jesus and how it became that our Savior was born on the 25th of December. Now I'm going to start. Verse 26, it says, in the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you. Gabriel is the angel of God. He is like everywhere, like throughout the Bible, telling about people's birth and gifts. He is like the most favored angel of God. It says, confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what that angel could mean. She was lost. She did not know what the angel was telling her because everything that was going through her mind was like, she was like confused and startled. It says, don't be frightened, Mary, the angel told her, for God has decided to bless you. You will become pregnant and have a son, and you are to name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. And he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. So the angel is telling Mary about all the things that Jesus will do and that he will have. And she will begin to trouble these things in her heart, for she knows about her son, Jesus. The angel is telling her about his name, that he will be called Jesus. Mary asked the angel, but how can I have a baby? I'm a virgin. For a virgin cannot have a baby, but Mary was the first. Because this is a supernatural birth. He was born of a supernatural birth of a virgin, which means he is very special. He had a special gift, and he was from God. The angel replied, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth had become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she's already in her 6th month. People began to think, how could an older lady who's like in her 70s have a baby at age 70? But anything can happen. You can do anything through Christ who strengthens you. But she's already in her 6th month, for nothing is impossible with God.
Oh, no.
Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant, and I am willing to accept whatever he wants. May everything he has said come true, and that the angel left. So she began to accept what the angel said and did not refuse to take the message. But she was blessed for receiving the message that God had told her about her son. She and John, Elizabeth's son, is Jesus' cousin who was born before him. John would prepare the way for Jesus in his later days to be baptized. Jesus' birth was special for mankind. Mankind has received a Savior. This is important because Jesus saved us from our sins when he was born. God sent his Holy Spirit to birth Jesus life. He went into Mary's womb so that Jesus can be born. See, Jesus was just like a man, but a baby. And Christ, which was already in heaven with God, came down with the Holy Spirit to go inside Mary's womb in Jesus, so that Jesus may go about the Father's will, that he may do everything the Father told him to do and follow his Father's will, so that he may choose the world, mankind, from their sins, so that they may not be condemned. I can compare this with my life is like, because, see, I was brought up in the wrong way, and now God put me with the right people that I may be saved and not condemned for my sins. See, that's what Christmas is all about. It's about Jesus, not Santa Claus. Jesus is like the Santa Claus. He brings joy to mankind's heart, and he blesses everyone. He is a special gift that we receive. And so, that's what it's all about. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my God. That was an awesome message, Tavion. I tell you, I thank God for you. He gave his testimony as well as talked about the virgin birth, the birth of Jesus, and how Mary was born with a supernatural birth. So I thank God. He's a young man. I met him a few weeks ago at a Revelation House of Prayer Church. He was bringing forth the word then, I said, and his sister sang a song, and brother was playing the drums. Oh, my God, what an awesome family. I thank God for the Solomon family because they're training them up in the way they should go. And it's not easy raising children. You know, children, we don't have a book that says, okay, from the time the baby born till they leave your house, you can do A, B, C. But we just have to keep consulting God. So I thank God this morning. Evangelist Laney, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Can you do me a favor? Would you pray for the children this morning? Say a prayer for the children.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
All right.
Yes, Lord. We thank you, dear Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, dear Lord God. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you once again asking you, God, to remember our hearts, our minds.
That is not like you, Lord. I ask right now to just take it out, God, and put it in us what you would have us to have. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you right now to remember all the children. Hallelujah, that's on Bible Story Land today. God, we ask you that you would just elevate them. And that you would just allow your anointing to saturate their life right now. And Lord, I ask you to order their steps in your word, that iniquity have not dominion over them. And then, Lord God, I ask you that you will allow their bodies to be a living sacrifice, totally acceptable unto thee, that they be not conformed to this world system,
but they'll be transformed by the renewing of their mind. And Lord, dear God, I ask that you will allow them to be steadfast and unmovable, always abiding in your word, that their labor is not in vain. And dear Lord God, I ask right now that you will allow your angels to encamp all around them right now in the name of Jesus as they go out and as they come in. God, I ask you right now that you will give them travel and mercy to and fro their destinations right now. Lord, and even as they are in school, God, I ask you, Father God, to touch their minds, God, that they may be able to comprehend, God, what they need right now in today's time. Lord God, I ask you to move right now. Crown them with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in all things. Dear Lord God, I ask you right now that you will even govern and you will even touch right now their parents and the guardians today over them right now, that you will strengthen them, God, as they teach the children what they need, God. Hallelujah, in the last days. And Lord, dear God, I ask you right now that you will let the words, God, that come out of their mouth be good, God. Hallelujah, season with grace always. Dear Lord God, I ask you, Father God, that you would stand them up in these days right now, God, for they are the children of today right now. And God, I ask you to be with them always. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. We got to constantly pray for our children on a daily basis. And I tell you, I thank God for the children that are on here this morning, all the children that sang and prayed, and for Tavian who brought forth the word of God. It's just awesome when our children are trained, you know, in in the kingdom of God. So that's what the Lord says, you know, suffer little children come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. They were brought up, you know, to be trained. They were brought into this world to be trained and to be taught that, you know, God is the only true and living Father. And there's so much teachings out there that's wrong. But I thank God for the parents who are training their children up the way they should go. And so we're going to continue on. You know, the Bible talks about honoring our leaders. And Bible Storyland has really been blessed to have a man of God on. He don't come on every week, but he had been coming on periodically. And he called me last Saturday. We couldn't get the show moving last Saturday on. We had some technical difficulties, and Bishop David Bryan is his name. He called me last Saturday. He said, Sister G, what's going on? And he sounded kind of weak. And I said, I told him, I said, Bishop, I'm having some difficulties. But anyway, I said, let me pray for you. So I prayed for him. And he prayed for me as well, and he said, you know, he missed coming on Bible Storyland last week. He wanted to come on, and he's brought the word on before. He's prayed for us before. So, you know, I thank God. Well, this week I've forgotten exactly. I think it may have been Wednesday. Sister Pat called me, Pleasant. Sister Pat Pleasant called me, and she said, did you hear about Bishop? And I said, no. And she said, he passed away. Oh, my God, tears just gushed out my eyes. He's such a great man of God. So this morning we're doing a tribute to Bishop David Bryan. He was in his early 50s, but God called him home off the battlefield. He'd been sick for years and years since he was very young, as a young man. But he was a mighty man of God. He would preach the word. And when I met him, he was like a wheelchair, but he still continued to press forth. So he had been ailing in his body for quite some time, and the Lord just took him from his labors to reward him. He will miss him. He used to always, you know, Sister Pat is going to tell you what he always said. So, Sister Pat, it's on you.
Praise God. Good morning, everybody. Bishop had this saying, no matter what he was going through, how much pain was in his body, you would ask the bishop, how are you? He said, I have a God. I got a God. And that was his motto. that, and that's what everybody remember him most by, that no matter, I never heard him complain. And he went through a lot. From what I've been told, he's been, you know, going through illnesses since middle school. So that's like 12, 13 years old. So I'm equating that to be about 40 years of pain and suffering. And I never, in the 3 or so years I met him, I never heard him complain. He always has a praise on his lip, a song in his heart. He would sing, he would pray, he would preach, he would prophesy. He did it all. And he was such a loving man. He loved people. And actually, Sister G was the one who introduced me to Bishop Bryan about 3 years ago. So I'm eternally grateful for her. We became sisters and friends in the Lord because of Bishop Bryan. And Bishop Bryan, he is going to be so greatly missed. It's just still in my mind hopping me to just imagine that he is actually gone, because so many things he said and done, they just like still in my spirit, in my heart, and they will never leave. They will never leave. So he's truly, oh, my God. Words cannot really describe, you know, the man of God he is. In fact, these children today, his father was a preacher. He was brought up in the church. He was raised in the church. He learned God. He was trained by his parents in the things of God. So I commend the parents today that are doing likewise with their children, and they will be mighty men and women of God. And I thank God for just knowing Bishop David Bryan.
Amen. And, you know, did you have anything else to add, Sister Pat?
I mean, I could go on and on and on, but time won't permit.
We're going to move on. But I thank God for those words. He also had a prayer line on Friday nights at, I think it came on at 11 o'clock, and there'd be people from all over the United States on his prayer line. And I remember the first time Sister Pat came on, and I was on there, and he asked her if she wanted to sing a song. He froze. She sang it anyway. He said, "Well, I'm not a singer, but I'm going to sing today." And, you know, he had a great sense of humor. He just loved people. And he knew how to bring out the best in people. He was always encouraging us. You know, I thank God. We're Miss Bishop. He'd come on Bible Story Land, and, you know, he'd bring the word, and he would just encourage us. So a great man of God gone on to glory. You know, he's walking the streets of paved with gold, singing and worshiping, praising our God. So we thank God for he's not suffering anymore.
Amen.
So I thank God. I tell you, like Sister Pat said, I'll truly miss him.
Mm-hmm.
Come on the radio. He called me up, see how I'm doing. So I thank God. He's been in and out the hospital. Seemed like almost since I had met him about 3 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, continuing right along, I want to ask you something. You know, I don't know about you, but when I was brought up as a child, I was taught about Santa Claus. And a lot of children today are taught about Santa Claus. I was told so many things about Santa Claus and even, you know, sat on his knee downtown when I was a little girl. Now, as I look back over my life, I would have much rather been taught to have a relationship with Jesus, who is the God, who is Jesus Christ, who's God's gift to mankind. But, you know, my parents did what their parents did, and every parent do what their parents did until we learn better. But after I was searching for a way to tell you about Jesus Christ and that he is the way, the truth, and the life, I came across an article that, you know, it's called Jesus versus Santa Claus. So I'm going to share a little bit of it with you. As a child, I was told many untruths. I was told that, you know, he came down the chimney and he brought Christmas toys to every child, that, you know, he may spit tobacco in your eye if you don't go to sleep, and, you know, all of these untruths. But, you know, when we learn better, we have to do better. You know, the Bible says that one time God winked at ignorance, but now he's calling men everywhere to repent. So I want you to listen to something. I'm just going to, you know, tell you that, you know, we can never satisfy our human nature. We always want something. Oh, yeah, the latest this came out. We want that. Oh, yeah, the latest nail color came out. We want that. The latest hair fashion came out. We want that. The latest computer. We want that. The latest, you know, everything that the children want. They want the latest of it. They say, oh, Mama, Daddy, that's outdated. We want this now. We want that. We'll never be satisfied because we're human. That's our human nature. Only our inner man can be satisfied. The only way it can be satisfied is with Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Toys, gifts, those are temporary things. They cannot help us eternally. So listen while I share what I learned about the man in the red suit with the white trimming, who has a white beard and supposedly come from the North Pole, and you know, how this fable is compared to the truth about our Savior, who wears red and who has a white beard like lamb's wool. So anyway, there's a picture of Jesus holding a lamb, and then there's a picture of Santa Claus holding, you know, toys in his backpack, a big bag. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, said he has white hair like wool, Revelation 1:14. Santa Claus has white hair like wool, has a beard, Isaiah 50:66. And Santa Claus has a beard. He comes in red apparel, Isaiah 63:1-2. Santa Claus supposedly comes in red apparel. Hour of his coming is a mystery. Luke 12:40, Mark 13:33. The hour of supposedly Santa Claus is a mystery. So this is like a copycat spirit. You know how people do in different countries. They say, okay, well, we're going to, you know, copy this that they had. And so they want to copy the spiritual things. And, you know, Jesus was a carpenter, and they said Santa Claus was a toy carpenter. Jesus comes as a thief in the night, and they said Santa Claus enters homes as a thief in the night. He's omnipotent, all-powerful. And, you know, anyone, they say Santa Claus is omnipotent because he can deliver all the toys in one night to all the children in the whole world. But this is a copycat spirit. That's not true. Omnipotent, knows all. They say Santa Claus knows who's the children who's been good, the children who's been bad. He's omnipresent. Psalms 139:7-10, Ephesians 4:6, John 3:13. They say, you know, when Santa Claus sees that you're awake, he's going to come, you know, to bring you toys. He's omnipresent, but that's not true. These are not true things about Santa Claus. He's ageless, lives forever. That's what it says about Santa Claus. He's a gift giver, he gives gifts, Ephesians 4:8. And supposedly Santa Claus the same way. He lives in men. 1 Corinthians 3:16, sits on the throne, Santa Claus, commands children to obey their parents. Santa Claus tells the children to obey their parents. Christ child, and the name that they give Santa Claus in another country is called Kris Kringle, which means Christ child. So all of these things, you know, in the Lord of hosts, and they said that Santa is the Lord of the elves. So all of these things were copied from spiritual things to allure us to the wrong spirit. You know, our children say, woo, look at Santa Claus, ho, ho, ho. Well, God says ho, ho in Zechariah 2:6. Prince of Peace, the image of God. And, you know, the Christmas season is supposed to be a symbol of world peace. But the Prince of Peace, the image of God, Isaiah 9:6, Hebrews 1-3. So we have to be careful about things that we tell our children that are fables, because then we got to turn around. I know my parents came to me later and had to tell me the truth about it, and I was disappointed. I'm like, I ain't know my parents were going to tell me something that wasn't true. But yet we encourage our children. We say, now you better tell me the truth. But yet sometimes we tell them things that are not true. So our children need to know the truth about Jesus Christ, and I thank God for each of you because you're teaching your children about Jesus Christ. You're teaching your children about who Jesus is. And I tell you what, there's a blessing in teaching your children and training them in the way that they should go, training them about life and godliness. We got to cancel the spirit of Santa Claus and embrace the spirit of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We got to tell our children the truth. Now, Colossians 2:8 says, "See to it that no one takes captive of philosophy and empty deceit according to the human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, not according to Christ." James 1:17 says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father, of lights, whom is no variation or shadow due to change." Colossians 3:9 through 10. "Do not lie to one another, seeing that you put off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of our Creator." Exodus 20:1-3, "And God spoke all those words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me." So we have to know, you know, that Santa Claus is a representation of a false god. We cannot teach our children this untruth anymore. You know, we learn the truth will set us free. That's what set me free, the truth. You know, because I remember one Christmas, my father came to me, said, my daddy said, you know, "Sugar, we can't buy you any toys this year." After he told me, you know, Santa Claus wasn't real, they were buying the toys for us, so I thank God for the truth. It set me free. It stopped having me believe something that wasn't true. So as we celebrate this holiday season, you know, let us continually pray. As many people, you know, get in debt during this season. They get in a lot of debt, buying toys and gifts for their whole families. Some people mail them to them. Some people take them to them. You know, you get in a lot of debt, and then it takes you the whole year to pay it off, and then the next year you get it. So it's a vicious cycle. But as we celebrate this holiday season, let us remember that Christ, our Savior, who came to serve us, he set us free. Let's honor the Lord. Not just one day, the 25th of December, but let us honor him every day. Now, salvation is truly needed today. Everybody, you know, the children have friends that are not saved. We have friends that are people in our lives, people we know not saved. But salvation is the gift. That's the gift that God gives. So let's pray that today, tomorrow, every day, that the Lord would give salvation to someone that needs to be saved. And, you know, backsliding is a sin. We have to move forward in God. We can't remove it. We can't move in reverse. Reverse is a curse. We got to move forward. Backsliding, we can no longer do that. We don't know the hour when God may come. So, you know, we got to move forward in God. And I thank God for each of you this morning. It is prayer time. So anybody who needs prayer, press 1 if you've already pressed 1. You can state your request, your prayer request. So we're going to be praying for you this morning. Anybody who needs prayer, press 1. Okay, Jackie, press 1. Hold on. All right. Good morning again, Jackie. Jackie?
Can you hear you? Morning. I'm here.
Good morning.
Please pray for my senior citizens. Pray for my family. I wish I could be with my family, but I'm just so tired. They understand me.
Amen.
So pray for my family, please.
All right.
Pray for my daughter. She's out of town. She's with her friend in Miami, that Janae. And Rory is out of town with her friend. Just pray for them to have a safe time and fun time.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Prayer request. Children, adults have prayer requests. Press 1. Press 1. Okay, hold on. Ms. Liddell is pressing 1 here.
Yes, ma'am.
asking for prayer for myself and my family and my church family and one of my deaf friends had been funeralized today, and I asked prayer for the family, the Freer family.
The what family?
I say a friend of my deaf friend being funeralized today, the Freer family.
Okay.
Yes,
prayer.
Ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Anybody else? Prayer request, press 1. If you already press 1, you can just state your prayer request.
Minister
G. Anybody else? Yes?
Minister, will you please remember my mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins, and my church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, and I have a member, Alexandria Slack, who needs our prayers today. Alexandria Slack, S-L-A-C-K, Slack.
Okay. All right. Any more prayer requests? It's prayer time on Bible Storyland. State your prayer request. You press 1 if you like. I won't hear you unless you press 1. I'm looking for people who may have pressed 1. If you've already pressed 1, you can just state your request. Anybody else? I don't like to leave anybody out if you need prayer.
Sister Jean?
Yes.
Can we pray for the whole family?
I'm sorry. Wait.
For Joy.
I'm sorry. Your phone faded out. What did you say?
No, that wasn't
I'll
me.
I'll pray
that
for Joy.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, it's 2 people talking. So the first person who said something about pray for who?
Joy.
Joy?
Yeah, that's grateful. Yes, it is.
Oh, you mean pray for Joy for people?
Yes.
You don't mean a person named Joy. You mean pray that we would have joy in our lives.
That's correct.
I got it. Okay, thank you, Kara. All right, now there was someone else who was speaking.
Yeah, I was asking for prayer for the homeless children and families this time of the year.
Okay. All right, Sister Pat. Okay, that's... All right. Anybody else? Prayer request, press 1. All right, Pastor Don and Pastor Pat, can y'all join me for praying for people this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. Let me see. Pastor Hawkins, can you pray for Joy, that we would have joy?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
This is what we bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see this day, Lord. Lord, you're so good to us. Lord, we are more than happy, Lord. We have joy, and that's the joy that you have put on the inside of us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the joy that you give, Lord. Doesn't matter what happens on the outside, but on the inside, Lord, we have the blessed assurance that you are going to carry us through, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for the joy that we have. We know that things make us happy, Lord, but your spirit gives us joy. So we thank you, Lord, that even in the midst of trials and tribulations, we can still have joy. Every now and then we cry, Lord, but we know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, the joy that you bring. Lord, we thank you for sending your son Jesus to this earth, Lord. He made the difference. He is the difference, and he is the one who gives us the joy that we have. All this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, Lord, and because the world didn't give it, the world sure can't take it away. Lord, I thank you for the joy that I have, Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I thank you for the strength that you've given me, Lord. Lord, I bless your name today, Lord. Lord, I just ask that you would touch everyone's heart, Lord, everyone's mind, to let them see that it's not about presence, it's not about gifts, but
But, Lord, it's all about you and all about the sacrifice that you made for us, Lord. So, Lord, even if our finances are not what we would want them to be, we still have joy. Even though things are not all the way we would like for them to be, we still have joy, Lord, because of you, Lord, because you dwell on the inside of us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your joy. We thank you for your joy. Oh, when we remember you, Jesus, when we remember others, and then when we put ourselves last, we have joy. First comes Jesus, and then others, and then yourself. That's joy, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for the joy that you bring, the joy that you give, the joy that you are, Lord. But we have joy just because of you. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. It's in the precious name of Jesus that I pray. For his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Sister Pat, can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins? Her mother-in-law is Mother Hawkins in the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church and that family. Oh, and don't forget Alexander Slack.
Okay. I'll try to remember everything.
No.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we come to you now to lift up these families, Lord God, the Flack family and Pastor Donna Hawkins' mother, Mother Hawkins. We lift her up to you tonight, today, and we pray for Macedonia Baptist Church, and we pray for all of our church families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray comfort and strength, and like Pastor Hawkins said, that joy, the joy of the Lord gives us strength. So let the Flack family and Mother Hawkins and everyone feel the joy, and the joy is in Jesus Christ, Lord God. We lift these churches up, that they lift up Jesus, and that when they lift up Jesus, that will draw people unto God, and that gives the churches joy. It gives Jesus joy when you see his people coming to him, Father God, in the name of Jesus, coming to him, searching, seeking, Lord. Oh, my God, they're so hurting and downcast, Lord. They need a Savior. And that Savior is Jesus Christ, why he was born, Lord God, just to save the world, save the people, Lord God. And that's why we celebrate Jesus. And Jesus is the reason for this season. He's not that little baby in a manger no more. Hallelujah. But he grew up. He ministered. He hung, bled, and died. And he took 39 stripes for our healing. But after his death, he came back. And when he left, he sent back the comforter of the Holy Ghost, which the young man talked about today. And we thank God for the Holy Ghost, and let the Holy Ghost live on the inside of all of us. And those that don't have the Holy Ghost, let them receive the Holy Ghost at this time of the season, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I just give you praise, glory, and honor, and thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Hawkins, can you pray for Jackie Travis and her daughters, Janae and Gloria, and her senior citizens, patients, and their family?
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, I bow again today, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, I come to thank you, Lord. I thank you for Jackie, Lynn, Jackson, Travis, Lord, and for the life that she lived for you. Lord, I thank you for her family. I thank you for her husband, William Travis. I thank you for her daughter, Davida Travis. I thank you for her daughter, Gloria Janae Travis, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the whole family, Lord. Lord, continue to bless them. Continue to keep them in your care, Lord. Hold them in the hollow of your hand, Lord, where they're safe and secure. Please don't let any hurt, harm, or danger come to them, Lord. But, Lord, protect them in all that they do, Lord. Lord, I ask a special blessing on the patients that Jackie cares for day after day. I know, Lord, it takes a special calling for someone to be able to care for seniors, Lord, but you've given her that calling, Lord. And, Lord, help her to walk in it, Lord. Lord, we are grateful for caregivers. We thank you, Lord, for their compassion, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the gift that you have given. Lord, continue to bless Jackie. Bless all the families, Lord. Lord, we love you and we thank you, knowing that when we call on your holy name, you hear us and you answer our prayers. We thank you for that, Lord. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Pat, can you pray for Miss Liddell? And she said, in particular, her family and the prayer family.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you now to pray for Mother Liddell and the family.
We pray for them, Lord God. We pray for comfort and strength for them, Lord God. We pray long life over Miss Ludell. What a blessing. What a blessing. Her life is a living testimony of the goodness of God. And we continue to speak long life over her, a healthy life, a healed life, an abundant life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And just let her very presence be encouragement to other people to see her walking and talking, still singing and giving God praise. I thank God for the mind that she has. Her mind is sound. Her mind, she has the mind of Christ. God, it's such a blessing just to know her. Lord God, I pray for her and all those that she has prayed for their comfort and strength, Lord God, and let use Miss Ludell to be a blessing and an encouragement to the family as she go to the homegoing service of her friend today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless that service and bless everyone there, Lord God. Give them supernatural strength. Let them have that joy, overflow their flow and joy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them safe as they go to the service, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I just give you praise, glory, and honor. And thank you for Miss Ludell and everything she stands for and all the people that she loves and care for. Continue to bless her family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you
Amen. Well, we got one more prayer request. Pastor Donna, could you pray for the homeless people?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, I bow again, thanking you, Lord, for what you've already done, Lord, and looking forward to the things that you are going to do. Because our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard, and it hadn't even entered into the hearts of men, the things that you have prepared for those who love you, Lord. Lord, you already know about those who have no homes, Lord. But, Lord, we do ask that you would bless them. We ask that you would keep them, Lord, especially during this season and during the winter, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would provide, Lord. And, Lord, while you're providing, we ask, Lord, that you would touch hearts, Lord. Touch hearts of the people who are able to help, Lord. Put it in their minds, Lord, that they will help. Lord, we ask you to bless the homeless and let them know that because they're homeless, they're not hopeless, Lord, because you are our hope, Lord. We have our hope in you, Lord. Lord, we are praying today, Lord, that you will make the circumstances better, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you to bless and keep those people who are homeless, Lord. Lord, bless and keep. It is in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I thank God for the prayers. We have the Bailey Boys on with us this morning. Their mom is on, so we're going to ask them to pray this morning. Good morning, boys. How are y'all doing? Hello, Bailey Boys? Good morning. Zechariah, Caleb, Samuel. Good morning. They're there. They must have walked away from the phone. Bailey Boys?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Who's this?
Stop it.
All right. Hello? Okay, you guys cut it out. Now, Zach, is that you, Zach?
It's Ardell.
Ardell, you're going to pray for the children of the world?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead.
Father, I thank Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you'll just, I hope and pray, I just bless the homeless people, the kids all over the world, the ones who need to be, where they need food and shelter, have a place to stay, not being homeless in the streets. And Father God, I thank you, and Father God, I thank you that you just bless them in Jesus' name. I pray and Father, please heal those who need to be healed and heal those who need to be healed in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ardell. How old are you, Ardell?
11.
11. Woo! Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You're growing up. Mm-hmm. All right, who's going to pray next?
Me, Zachariah.
Okay. Good morning, Zach. How old are you?
9.
All right. Go right ahead, baby.
Okay. Father God, Lord, I thank you for this day, God. I thank you that we will have a good time with you, and God, I thank you that we will be good in your presence, and God, I thank you that we will not argue today, because today is a good day. And we should have fun with our family. God, I thank you that we can, Father God, I thank you that we will respect those, and that we respect those on your, that we will honor your mother and father, and that our day will be long upon the land. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Amen. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Caleb.
Hey, Caleb, you gonna pray or sing?
Sing.
Okay, what you gonna sing?
The song God made.
The song God made?
The song that God made, that he gave me to sing.
Okay, go ahead.
I need my piano to do it.
You have it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Lord, my God, I thank you for this time. Lord, please forgive us.
Amen.
Hello?
I'm here. Hallelujah. That was awesome. Lord, my God, I thank you for this time. Hallelujah. That was a great song, Kayla.
Thank you.
Oh, I loved it. Thank God. Yeah, you said the lion and the lamb. The Lord, you just want to grow up with the Lord. Hallelujah. He gives you good songs, Caleb. I hope you're recording those songs because you can make a CD one day.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
All right. Who is this?
Samuel.
Hey, Samuel, you going to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We got to close out after you pray. We thank God for the Bailey boys coming on. Go ahead, baby.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this day, Father God, before Christmas, Father God, and please keep every child safe. Please blood over every child, wherever they're going to, Father God, and keep every adult safe on this prayer line and child, grandchildren, or their generation. Father God, please help them to be safe and not get hurt, and that they will always love you, and that Christmas is one of the days. In Jesus' mighty name, and please help what the adults are going through, and please help them pass through that obstacle. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank God. I thank God for you, Bailey boys. You all I love you all so much. I thank God for all the children on here. You know, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. We're going to be closing out in a minute. I'm going to say a closing prayer, and then we're going to go out. Father God, I just thank you for you are awesome. You are mighty. You are holy. No God great like you. No God holy like you. Oh, God, we owe everything to you. Our very lives, our very being, we owe it to you, oh, God. And, Lord, we repent, Father God, because we're human and we sin. We ask forgiveness, Lord God. And, Father, I ask you to bless every child, every family represented on here, every adult as well, oh God. And Father, as we close out, but not from your presence, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you've done on Bible Storyland. Lord, we can't do it without you. We're dependent upon you. We trust in you, the Almighty. Now, Father, watch over the children. Protect them from seen and unseen dangers as well as their families, oh God. Help the children to obey their parents, oh God, to honor their fathers and mothers that they may have long life in the name of Jesus. Rebellious spirits where children would be rebellious against their parents, and I decree and declare that rebellion is a thing of the past, and that our children honor their fathers, honor their mothers all the days of their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing in the lives of the children. Oh, God, let the joy, that deep down joy. I've got joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. So, Father, I thank you for the joy coming forth. I thank you for the love, the protection coming forth for our children, oh, God, and for their families. We bless and honor you. And I thank you for what you're doing in all of us. Have your way in Jesus' name. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you. I love you so much, but you know God loves you more. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord thy God. We will be on New Year's Eve. Look forward to talking to you next Saturday. It will be, I'm sorry. I forgot. I'm not sure. New Year's Eve, I'm not sure. I'm going to let you all know, though, because that may be the fifth Saturday. If it's the fifth Saturday, I'll be off. But I'll let you know. Love y'all.
Love you.
You too. Bye-bye. And it'll be up Sunday.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said it will be the fifth Saturday.
Okay. So we'll be off the fifth Saturday, but we'll see you on the first Saturday in January. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Love y'all.
Love you.
Hey. Bye. Hold on. All right. Karen, you there?
Yes.